Hello, world.
Hi. I'm Eleanor.
And I'm Luke.
And
we were once babies.
I hope everyone's having a good Wednesday night and that you can hear us all right. If not, please text. And we'll do our best to figure things out.
Yeah. We also hope that you had a wonderful Thanksgiving. And whoever is in school is having a good week back.
Yeah. Getting ready for all those finals.
Oh, geez. So today, Eleanor, could you remind us of the theme?
Yes, of course. Our theme this week is dreams. Or, yes.
Yeah.
The right grammar.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
Cool. Our dreams. Because it's plural would be on. But dreams is kind of, yeah, I think you're right.
Cool.
Yeah. So.
What's the way strange you did this?
Oh, right. Okay. I bought new pants. Which is strange for me because I never buy, like, new clothing. I buy clothing from the thrift store, but I actually went online, bought some sweatpants.
Whoa! Where'd you buy them?
On this Frisbee disc website. So I'm going to look like a real Frisbee player.
They cannot hear me.
No!
I'll just give you your mic.
This one sounds loud. You can hear yourself.
Hi. Oh, wow. I can. Know. Okay, cool. I'm coming to Luke's mic, too.
Yeah. All right, Eleanor. What is one strange thing you did this week?
Okay. I was going to say something you already knew, but then that made me think of clothing. Ooh. So I'm going to say something clothing related. I went to... Do you know Goodwill outlets?
Yeah.
I went to a Goodwill outlet in New York, and I bought a bunch of clothing, and... much better. They can hear now. and I bought... What was the strangest thing I bought? I bought a swimsuit at a thrift store. So that's dirty. I don't know. It's cute. I'm excited. I'm going to wash it. Don't worry, everybody.
Yeah, I feel like it's totally fine if you wash it.
Yeah.
That's exciting, though.
Yeah.
Cool.
There were some other things that were strange that I did not buy at the thrift store.
Okay.
So, but yeah. All the clothing I got. I'm excited about.
Yay, that's so great.
Yeah.
All right. Are you ready to tell your story?
Yeah, I am. I don't know how much of a story it is, but...
Okay.
So, I'm talking about my favorite part of dreams, or one of my favorite things to talk about with dreams, because I've had a... complicated is not really the right word, but a... interesting relationship with talking about dreams because I often have claimed to think it's a really boring discussion. And then I'm just like, I don't want to hear about your weird dreams, Susie. Like, I don't know. I just get bored of hearing people's weird dreams because it doesn't interest me. But I think that's not actually as true as I used to think. And I've been more interested recently. And I think specifically... not just hearing, I think it's more interesting to hear about people's reflections on their dreams and dreams that have been significant to them rather than people just sharing what the dream they had last night. Though I also find that somewhat interesting.
Okay.
But the type of dream that I've always found the most interesting are reoccurring dreams. And it's one of my favorite things to discuss with people, where I just can ask them, like, what are your reoccurring dreams? Because I think it can say a lot about a person.
Yeah.
Like what, they're interested in or what scares them or what is a really important part of their life or, you know, what they're going through at a certain time or what they're still affected by that they were going through a while ago. So
yeah,
it's really interesting. Yeah. And I also think it's interesting how those reoccurring dreams can change over time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to say some of my reoccurring dreams.
Yay.
Yeah. So, and maybe talk a little bit about how they have changed over time, depending on them. So I have a handful, but the ones that have been the most prominent are dreams about the camp I went to, or I guess, yeah, the camp I went to. And I've been having these dreams for many, many years, and it's just a really frequent place I go to in my dreams where I'm back at camp, though it's usually like a different setting. Yeah. And I think that shows how important camp is to me. And also, I think anxieties about, like, performing at camp because it's a musical theater camp or missing camp or, yeah. And it's also been interesting how that's changed since the director of the camp died a little more less than a year ago.
So how often have you had this reoccurring dream?
I probably have it at least twice a month.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's not the same dream every time, but I often have dreams that take place at camp.
Okay. So it, okay.
Yeah. I've had one like the other night, and I had one like 2 weeks ago, and I had another one.
Okay.
Like, it's really recent. Yeah. They happen all the time. Another thing that's really frequent is having dreams about dance and performing. Mm. And that used to be a very always performing at Youth Works, which was this specific performance I did from the ages of like 8 to 17, where you create work for free. They like provide you with space to create work for free. And I would always have dreams about it being the day to perform, but I would either have to improvise or like I wasn't prepared. Mm. And it was, I guess, this anxiety about not being prepared or good enough.
Yeah.
But it's been interesting seeing how that's shifted. As my relationship with dance has changed, and specifically this year, I've found that my dreams about dance are less often anxiety based, or the anxiety isn't necessarily in the performance, but sometimes like I'm sleeping and I feel like my sleeping is a dance.
Okay.
Which is weird.
Yeah.
Like, I wake up and I feel like I've been dancing.
Yeah.
Because I was, like, every time I turn over, I'm like, is this good for the dance or not?
Okay.
So, I don't know. That's just really interesting.
Yeah.
And, like, not a good way to get a good night's sleep.
Yeah. Sounds like it.
Another one is, a more recent one is having anxiety dreams about cheating on Noah.
Whoa.
I have a ton of those. And I like,
wait, does he know this?
Yeah, I've told him, and he's like, oh my God, thank God you have those too.
He has them? Okay.
Yeah. So those are shitty because then I'm like stressed out in the dream.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh God, why did I do that? And then I like wake up and I'm like, it's just a dream. Oh, you had one of those again.
Yeah.
And then another one is dreaming about like exes and having them like come back in your dream and either like, usually those dreams have involved us being in like a good place in the dream, and I'm like, I wake up and I'm like, what the fuck, why am I dreaming about, you know, Micah Chabowski? I'm not interested in you, or I don't know. So those are some reoccurring ones. And then my absolute favorite,
okay,
is I always have had, not always, but I have had so many dreams about my mom getting pregnant and having another baby.
Whoa!
Like, that's a super common reoccurring dream for me.
Wow.
And
has she ever talked about having another kid?
No.
Okay.
Every time I talk to her about this, she's like, it's not going to happen. And now it, like, really is not going to happen because she can't. But, like, it never really was. Besides Carla, you know, like, after Carla, there wasn't really any thought of having another baby. But I always wanted another baby and would have these very, like, vivid dreams about her giving birth or having another sibling. And I remember specifically in eighth grade, where like one of the saddest years of my life, having a dream where my mom had triplets, and I just spent the like next 3 days like feeling especially sad and imagining what my life would be like if I had triplet sisters, and I named them.
Wow.
I wrote about them in my diary. Like, I told my friends about them. I think they were named like Anna and Josephine and something. I don't know. It was just like very, I got really into it. So.
Wow.
Anyway, I just think, to sum it all up, I think it's interesting how waking up from reoccurring dreams, you're like, oh, I had that one again. Why am I having it again? And also, like, what does it mean to wake up from a dream generally, or like a reoccurring dream? Like, are you happy that you're awake and that it didn't happen? Or are you sad that you're awake and it's not real? Or are you confused why you had it? I think those are all really interesting things to analyze and figure out. And I think reoccurring dreams have a particular importance in thinking about why you have that dream.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So Should okay. I tell you about the song, or are you not ready?
I'm not ready.
Okay, cool.
First off, I have to comment on the fact that I feel like I need a notepad because I have so many questions, and then I can't remember all of them correctly. So next time, I'm going to bring a notepad.
Sounds good.
Anyways, I'm going to try to go chronologically.
Okay, if you need... I mean, I have a list, if that's helpful.
Okay. Well, they're not all about the...
Oh, each. Okay.
Okay. I see. It's just what about you... So first okay. one is about what you said first.
Okay.
Which is that... in the past, you weren't always interested in hearing about people's dreams.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering, because I feel very different to that, because I've always have been interested in people's dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's because my sister has and my family kind of has, and we would always tell each other our crazy dreams because, well, I think for one reason, I think my mom told my sister and I when we were young that her mother, so our grandma, had these dreams that then became real.
Mm.
So, like, she would dream about, like, and they, like, some very, dramatic events would occur, like her husband dying, and then it would, like, actually happen.
Wow.
And so dreams were very significant to us. So I'm wondering what made you feel like they weren't as important or not significant, and what changed that?
Yeah, I guess I've never really been the kind of person to fully believe or believe at all in, like, certain things having significance. Like, I don't really believe, like, I don't know. I don't tend to believe that if I have a dream about something, it's going to happen. Or, like, that has a, like, direct cause and effect sort of mm-hmm. thing. Though I know a lot of people do. And I also don't really believe that, like, if you dream about ice cream, it means that you're, like, melting and falling in love with someone or, like, things like that. Like, I don't believe in those direct associations.
Okay.
So I think that's part of why I haven't been interested in dreams. Like, I think, you know, like, really intense dreams, I, like, am more interested in analyzing, but I'm not as interested in analyzing, like, someone's silly dream.
Okay.
Even though, like, it might be kind of interesting. If it goes on for too long, I just, like, would get bored. Huh. And I would, like, I don't know. I like talking about deep emotional things and memories and right. things like that more so I would get bored.
Do you feel like dreams are often not, like, deeply emotional?
No, I think they can be. But I just am less interested when someone's telling me about, like, a random, like, a dream. I don't know. I just,
right.
there are some dreams which I'll find super interesting. But if they don't have those elements, then I'm less likely to be interested. And I'm kind yeah. of like, I feel like I have to fake interest.
Yeah, no, that makes sense for sure. Okay, second question. So in most of the recurring dreams that you listed, it seems like there is some sense of anxiety in all of them.
Yep.
Good
observation.
yeah. I'm wondering if that is just something that is mostly in your dreams, or if that during each of these experiences that you actually have in real life, because almost all of them besides the last one with your mother being pregnant and having children are actually real things that mm-hmm. happen to you mm-hmm. and that you do, or like breaking up with Noah, but like Noah is a part of your life.
Yeah.
Do you feel that same anxiety like when you're performing a dance or at camp or like or within some of the things that you listed?
Not really. Like, I mean, I feel, like, butterflies before I perform, but I always perform when I feel prepared, you know?
Right.
And I'm at camp, and I, like, I might have complicated feelings, but I'm not going to, like, randomly go on stage and perform without being prepared.
Yeah.
Like, I think there's this sense of recklessness often in my dreams that I don't see in my real life, and... Or not often, but at least in these reoccurring dreams. Maybe often. I don't know. I think that it expresses a fear I have that I actively work against in my life / like isn't something that I how I behave in my real life. So it's yeah. just like an expression of what I'm scared of being.
Interesting.
But I don't tend
okay.
to be.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a really good reflection on that.
Thank you.
Last question.
Okay, and then I have a question.
I'll narrow
for you.
It down. Oh my gosh. Oh yeah. Okay. So, I feel like what you have just told me within this whole story and what other people have told me about their reoccurring dreams, that most reoccurring dreams that I've heard of all have some like tension or anxiety or like some sort of thing that you don't like about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never heard someone tell a reoccurring dream that has been like really happy or like really good. I'm wondering, one, if you have had one of those, like a good, happy, perfect reoccurring dream.
Mm-hmm.
And two, if not, why do you think that is?
Well, okay. I guess I'm sort of not answering. I'm going to go on a little yeah, tangent about like how it's this, like add another element of what's interesting. So, you know, like my dreams about my ex-boyfriend, Micah, like, and these were really happening in high school when I was, you know, like dealing with our breakup. I would have these really positive dreams about him. And those were like a reoccurring positive thing, but I'd wake up and be like, well, I'm broken up with him and I don't want to be with him. And like, I'm sad now.
Whoa. Okay.
So I think that just because something's positive or negative, it doesn't mean it in the dream. It doesn't mean it's positive or negative in real life.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I don't.
So do you feel like there's always a negative connotation either in real life or in the dream? That is in, like, in tune with, like, it being reoccurring.
So, like, not, can you so rephrase like, the question?
So, like, it may not have been negative in your dream.
Yeah.
But it was negative in real life.
Right.
So, therefore, there was one aspect of it that was negative.
Yeah.
So, do you think there always has to be, like, a negative aspect to it?
I don't think so. But I also don't have any anecdotal evidence of it not right. being, it's always negative in my experience.
Yeah.
But I don't want to rule it out. I think it's just that dreams are often a place where our, like, I mean, I don't know a lot about the science of dreams, but for our subconscious to, like, process things and deal with things, and it, people don't tend to need to deal with good things in the same way they need to deal with bad things, you mm-hmm. know, like, it's easier to process. Right. Like, I'm happy right now. I really love right. my friends. And
we sort of just roll over good things because they're good.
Yeah. But with the negative things, there's a lot more to, like, digest and grapple with and yeah. struggle over. And dreams are maybe helpful or maybe, like, completely not helpful with uh-huh. that and just make it more complex.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can I ask you a question?
You can.
Do you have any reoccurring dreams?
Well, that will be told about in my story, Eleanor.
Oh, my God. Okay. No spoilers.
Tell us about your song, though.
Okay, cool. So this is, my song is called Dream Song, and it's by, it features,
she has to open her computer.
It's Nate Heller and Amber Kaufman is featured in it, and it's from the movie The Diary of a Teenage Girl. Was made for that movie. And besides it just, like, talking about a ton of different dream thoughts, I really like how it, I think it connects to my reoccurring dreams or my thoughts on reoccurring dreams. One, because it's kind of like a conversation about dreams. And two, it dives into how you wake up from a dream feeling complex feelings about a yeah. person specifically. Because of what you dreamed about. And it's also just a sweet song all about dreams.
Yay! I can't wait to hear.
What did you dream about last night? How did you feel when you woke up today? I had a dream about you last night. Why do they always end the same way? I wanna know what happened last night after you closed your eyes. Was it scary or weird, or do you not? Did you want it to end or reprise? You dream where I was a princess and I had to rule though I didn't know how. And before I could learn, I turned into someone I knew long ago, but I don't know now. Then there's the one where I'm watching my own life sound like an opera without any sound. When they get to the part about falling in love, the conductor runs off and the curtain comes down. You don't have to dream about me, but I can help but dream about you. Ooh, and there's nothing you can do.
Lovely song.
Thank you. It makes me think about I was thinking a lot about dreams over winter break last year, and created a whole playlist about called songs for when you're dreaming about someone or dreaming that someone is dreaming about you. And that song Ooh. Is very perfectly fits on that playlist.
That sounds like such a nice playlist, too.
It is.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for sharing.
Thank you for listening.
There were so many great comments and wonderful things in that, I don't know what it's called. Like, it's not a story, but, like...
Ramble?
More of, like... It wasn't even ramble, though, because it was, like...
Structured ramble. Telling.
Yeah.
Do you have a structured telling, Luke?
I don't. I have a story.
Ooh, okay. I'm ready.
Okay. All right. So... I am going to tell about a reoccurring dream, mm-hmm. But the actual story of it, but it is
exciting.
The only reoccurring dream I've ever had. And, I haven't had it for like 2 years. So it was only when I was younger, mostly pretty much. And I have no idea for the reason for this dream. Anyways, I'm going to try to paint you the picture. I am in the middle of this dry land. There's like yellow grass, like kind of long weeds everywhere. And it seems like it's in the middle of nowhere. There's no sound, like not even like birds, you know, just like almost like this desert land, but no sand, just this like very burnt grass almost. But in the middle of this place is a little cabin, a wooden cabin that's like seems very broken down and like it's about to fall to the ground. And I'm walking towards this cabin for a very unknown reason, but for some reason I have to get to the cabin. So I'm walking and I finally reach the cabin. But there's this like voice and it's telling me, don't open the door.
Like a voice in your head or a voice you hear?
A voice I hear. It's like this really loud, like... almost like low pitch voice, like, don't open the door. And I'm like, oh God. But for some reason, I don't listen to the voice. And I open the door. And it's like this very old cabin, right? So it like creaks open. And I step inside and it's completely dark. And I'm like, whoa, this is so weird. Like, where am I at? Why am I in this cabin? And I hear my sister's voice. She's like, Luke, is it you? And I'm like, oh my God, like, this is great. My sister's here. Like, ah, excellent. And I'm like, yeah, it's me. And she's like, you need to leave right now. And I'm like, what? Like, why do I need to leave? And I don't understand because it's, you know, this very random scenario. And So I'm like, no, Kenzie, I'm not leaving. And she's like, no, please, like, you have to leave.
What kind of, like, what's this, how does her voice sound?
Well, it sounds first off far away.
Okay.
Like, it's, like, she's not yelling, but it's like, it has to reach far across the room.
Is basically. She distressed?
She doesn't sound distressed, but just like, what is the word called? Like, you know, like when you tell someone, like, go away, firm, very firm. And I'm like, no, like, I'm not leaving you. And I'm like, why are you here? And she's like, I can't tell you right now. I just need you to go. And I'm like, oh, so I like turn around to leave. And she's like, so I turn around to leave. I'm starting to open the door and I hear a different voice. And he says, stop. And I'm like, what? Like, someone else is in here? Like, this is crazy. So I stopped and I turned back around. And this cabin's completely dark, so I can't see anything.
Oh God,
in the cabin.
This is scary.
Even though outside is completely daytime, but for some reason in the cabin it's completely dark. And I'm like, okay, just deep breaths. Like, I don't know what's happening. And then I hear him again, and he goes, please turn on the light. And I'm like, and it sounds like my dad's voice. I'm like, Dad? And he's like, yes, hi, I'm here. And so I'm just so confused by now, because I'm like, why aren't my sister and my dad in a cabin? Like, what is happening? So I like put my hand on the wall to get the light switch, right? And I flip on the light and the whole place lights up. And my dad sits in the middle of the room in a wheelchair, and he looks like his legs are like really broken, and he's just sitting there. And my sister stands like probably like 5 feet away from him in the very corner of the room on the opposite side, and she's staring directly at me and my dad's staring directly at me. And I'm like, guys, like, why are you here? And I was like, wait, Dad, what happened? Like, did you have an accident? Why are you in a wheelchair? He's like, I just can't talk to you about it right now. I'm like, okay, like, that's fine, but, like, what's happening? And they both look at me, and at the same time, they're like, just don't worry about it. And then I wake up, and that's pretty much what happens every single time. But, like, usually very slight differences, like, I'll turn on the light at a different time, or they'll say, like, a slightly different word, or, like, my dad will be facing away from me, and I won't know who it is at first until he turns towards me. But, like, very small, slight alterations. So, yeah, that's the only reoccurring dream I've ever had. And it freaks me out. Like, I wake up shaking every time I have it. Or at least when I was little. Anyways, because I'd be like, what does this mean? Like, huh? So, yeah, that's it.
So many questions. Okay, when did the dream start?
It started when I was, like, sometime in elementary school.
Wow.
I think. So, what is that? Like, 7 or 8, probably?
Okay. Have you talked to either your sister or your dad about it?
No, I haven't.
They don't know about the dream?
Not that I know of. I might have told them. I might have told my sister once, but I'm not sure if I have.
Why haven't you told them? If your family talks about dreams as much.
Yeah.
Like, I guess, and can I add an additional question, because that was very, like, okay. Accusatory. like,
no, it's okay.
What feelings do you have about the dream, in addition to, like, I know you said confusion, but do you feel embarrassment or shame or worry about it?
I don't feel embarrassment or shame or anything, but, it felt like in some way something about it could become real. Mm. At some point. And I guess I didn't want to speak it into reality or say it to them, even though it's such an odd circumstance and I don't think it would be real in any way. But just like the two of them together, and like there are so many components of it that seemed like could actually happen. Mm-hmm. And so maybe I didn't tell them because of that. Yeah, I'm not sure though.
Is it a dream that you've analyzed a lot and come to conclusions about, or is it one of those dreams where you're like, wow, I don't know what's going on here, and I could analyze this, but, like, I'm not going to?
Well, when I was younger, I definitely thought about it a lot. Like, okay, what's happening in my life? Like, how is this going to happen? What's going to make me? Like, you know, all these questions. Because I had it often too. Mm-hmm. Often is like probably a couple times a month. Mm-hmm. And my sister and my mom had always, or my sister especially, had like told me that like there are like truthful parts about dreams that come into your, that either are because of what's happening in your life right now or will be in like the future of your life. And so I was like, okay, there must be something significant about this dream that is either going to happen or has happened, and I need to basically figure it out and analyze it. But I didn't come to a lot of conclusions because it seemed so so random to me. I think the only one that I came to was I have always had this fear of like my dad and my sister becoming really close and me not being a part of it.
Interesting.
And so I think seeing them in the cabin together, like they had a secret that I didn't know about or something. And so that was like one analyzation that I had, but I don't know.
Interesting. It's a scary dream. It is. It's a complex dream.
So scary. Yeah. And like, it's so weird because it doesn't, it's one of those like open endings, you know?
Right.
And every time I'm like, you want to wake up, but you also want to see what happens.
Yeah.
Too bad I haven't had a sense though, because I'm like, maybe this time, because it does change a little bit, or like it goes a little longer the next time I have it. So I'm like, the next time I might know what happens.
Interesting.
But it never turns out. I feel like I'm just gonna be like 90 years old one day and it's gonna happen. I'm gonna be like, I don't understand.
Yeah. Interesting. I feel like I have more questions, but maybe I'll ask them to you later or like ponder them more.
Sounds good. So my song is a great one. It's a sad one. So it's called Coyotes, and when I was younger, my dad loved this movie, and he had my sister and I watch it, called Grizzly Man, and he loved this movie, and I don't think I understood why till recently when I watched it again, when I really enjoyed it. But this song is in it, and it's a very sad song, but it reminds me of being in a place where there's like nothing around you, and it's like this old western kind of song, like cowboy style, where like he's singing in that, like immediately when you hear it, like, ah, this is a country song, you know? And it reminded me of being in the middle of nowhere and having nothing around me. So that is why I chose it. It's by
Don Edwards. I'm excited to listen.
Was a cowboy I knew in South Texas. His face was burnt deep by the sun. Part history, part sage, part Mexican. He was there when Pancho Villa was young. And he'd tell you a tale of the old days, when the country was wild all around. Sit out under the stars of the Milky Way and listen while the coyotes howl. And they go, woo-yip, woo-yip, woo. Woo-yip, woo-woo-woo. Woo-yip, woo-yip, woo. Woo-yip, woo-yip, woo. Now the longhorns are gone, and the drovers are gone, the Comanches are gone, and the outlaws are gone, Geronimo's gone, and Sam Bass is gone, and the lion is gone, and the red wolf is gone.
Well, he cursed all the roads and the old men, and he cursed the automobile. Said this is no place for an hombre like I am, in this new world of asphalt and steel. Then he'd look off someplace in the distance at something only he could see. He'd say all that's left now of the old days, damned old coyotes and me. And they go, ooh, yep, ooh, yep, ooh. Now the longhorns are gone, and the drovers are gone, the Comanches are gone, the outlaws are gone, now Quantro's gone, Stan Wanty is gone, and the lion is gone, and the red wolf is gone. One morning they searched his adobe. He disappeared without even a word. But that night as the moon crossed the mountain, one more coyote was heard. And he'd go, ooh, yep.
So that was the song. Yeah, I think it's more sad to me, the tone of it, anyways, than the dream was, because the dream felt more scary.
Right.
But
the song connects to your dad, too.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I felt it.
Would you recommend that movie?
Yeah, it's so weird, but so great.
What's it called again?
Grizzly Man.
Okay, cool. Is it's it a about, Western?
No. It's okay. About a man who falls in love with the grizzly bears, and he is... something else. He's like, I don't know how to explain him. You have to just watch him. But basically, it's this kind of documentary style about, so he fell in love so much with these bears that he felt like he needed to be with them. Mm-hmm. And so he spent 13 years with the bears until he finally died.
Wow.
Because of them.
Wow.
Sounds but good. It's amazing film. It's like very, there's a lot of conflict with it, too, about, like, why, if he should have done it and why. And, like, it's there's so great
it's a
questions
it's a documentary.
It. Yeah.
It's literally.
It is.
It's not a stage documentary.
No, it is. It's a, it, but he had this camera with him the whole time where he filmed everything that happened. But, no, it's a real, yeah, it's a real documentary. Yeah.
Yeah. Now I'm, like, analyzing film theory in my head that I, like, don't know a lot about. And I'm like, what? Everything's a documentary. But ignore that.
It's great, though. I recommend it to whoever's listening.
Well, I really appreciate you sharing your dream, and I'm going to think about it more.
No, oh, thank you. No, that was such a great theme.
Yeah, it was.
We have a really fun playlist that I think you all will enjoy if you listen to it.
Yep, the three of you.
Yeah. So, enjoy. And we will tell you who played after and the theme for next week.
Yes. Enjoy.
Okay, 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 okay.
You live in my dream state. We look at my fantasy. I stay in reality. You live in my dream state. Anytime I count, she. That's the only time we make up.
2020 vision. Cupid hit me with precision. I wonder if you look both ways and you cross my mind. I said I'm sick of chasing. You're the one that's always running through my daydream. I can only see your face when I close my eyes.
Can I get a kiss? And can you make it last forever? I said I'm about to go to war, and I don't know if I'ma see you again. Can I get a kiss? Can I? And can you make it last forever?
I said, okay, dookie, my infatuation it translating to another form of what you call it. Oh yeah, I ain't met you, I've been looking, stuck and waiting for, I stopped the chasing like an alcoholic. You don't understand me, what the fuck do you mean? It's them posted in cheeks, yeah, it's them dirt colored eyes. Sugar, honey, iced tea, bumblebee on the scene. Yeah, I give up my bakery to have a piece of your pie. Ugh. 2020 vision. Cupid hit me with precision. I wonder if you look both ways when you cross my mind. I said I'm sick of chasing. You're the one that's always running through my daydream. I can only see your face when I close my eyes. So
can I get a kiss?
Oh, always a riddle in the world, she said. Always a riddle inside my head. Always a thing I wonder the way we come to be. Oh, it's a big old place for me. Yeah, it's a big old world indeed. Everyone is killing me and everything conspires. Dreams I have watched it spin, seen the violent crack of atoms where all light comes in. In dreams I have lain in sin, just to be the cracked and the cared for.
poured myself a warm glass and laid awake. Pray the Lord my soul to take. Same face. I fell asleep so confused. Parts of me remind me of you. How could I ever wish away? Only ever in dreams I wrap my arms around you and stand in.
Cause
Oh, shit. Hello, everyone. We hope you enjoyed the playlist.
Yes, thank you for listening.
So first, we are going to read off the songs that you just heard.
So the first song was Dream Song by Nate Heller featuring Amber Kaufman.
The second was Coyotes by Don Edwards.
Then See You Again by Tyler, the Creator. Then Only If For a Night by Florence and the Machine.
Then In Dreams by Ben Howard. Then Dream Tonight by Always.
Then The River of Dreams by Billy Joel.
Then Swamp by Talking Heads.
Then Sad Dream by Sky Ferreira.
And then Dreams by Fleetwood Mac.
We messed up and didn't. We were talking about dreams and our lives and didn't think of a theme for next week.
But that's okay, because now it's just going to be an excellent surprise that you'll be thinking about all week. We hope you enjoy the remaining part of your week and that it's great. And
I might even say sweet dreams.
Oh, that was a good one, Eleanor. I'm Luke.
And I'm Eleanor. And
we were once babies.
Have a good night.